This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abam, Agut Amayid. We continue Masechta Yevamos. We're learning Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Hika Zeh V'chazar V'hika Zeh. We're talking about somebody who does not know the identity of his parents. He doesn't know the identity of his father because his mother did not wait the requisite 3 months before she got remarried. So if if let's say he hit this father and then hit that father, he cursed this one and then he cursed this one, or if he cursed both of them simultaneously, in all the above cases, because since ultimately he ends up hitting or cursing both of them, he is chayev. So you're chayev. Rabbi Huda says bevas achas chayev. If you hit them simultaneously, you're chayev. Bezeh achar zeh pater. If you do it one after another, you're pater. So what would the reason for that be? The reason would be very simple. If he did simultaneously, you could warn him and say, don't do what you're about to do. We could give him definitive warning. But if he does one at a time, if he's going to be hitting one at a time or cursing one at a time, we can't say definitively, don't do that, because he could say, well, maybe he's not my father. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you need hasras vadai. But the Tanakhama clearly holds you don't need hasras vadai. So Rabbi Yehuda says, bevas achas chayev. Simultaneously, you're chayev. Bezeh achar zeh, pater. One after another, you are pater. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We asked for Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, pater, bevas achas. We learned in a braisa that Rabbi Yehuda says, you're pater, bevas achas. That meaning, even if you do it simultaneously, you're pater. Says the Gemara, trei tanoi aliv de Rabbi Yehuda. There machlokes tanoim what Rabbi Yehuda holds. One opinion is Rabbi Yehuda holds as long as you have a hasras vaday, you'd be chayev, provided that the circumstances that you hit or curse both of them simultaneously. But if you did zeh achar zeh, you'd be pater. Then we have another braisa that Rabbi Yehuda says you're pater even under those circumstances. So the Gemara says trei tanoi aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokes tanam what Rabbi Yehuda holds. My time of demand a patar. What's the reason of the one that says you are exempt? Amar Rabbi Chanina. Chanina said very simply. In other words, it should be pashut that if you hit both parents, both possible parents simultaneously, you should be chayiv. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Chanina nemar bracha lamata v'nemar bracha lamala. It talks about cursing down here in this world, cursing a parent, and it talks about cursing upstairs, cursing a parent, meaning cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. So there are two examples of klalos in the Torah. You have the example of being mekalel, a parent down here in this world, and mekalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upstairs in the world to come. So we compare the two. Mala mala she'im b'shutvos, just like above. When you're cursing God, it's definitely without any partnership because God has no partner. It's the one and only, and it's an entity that has no partner. Aflamato she'im b'shutfus. So too, when you curse a parent down here, it has to be an absolute parent, a definitive parent, without any question whatsoever. Now that's very good regarding cursing. What about hitting? The iskish hakal leklala, and the Torah compares hitting to cursing. Fine, says the Gemara. Va'oila b'mishmartai. So this person that we don't know who his father is, he can serve in the mishmar of this one and that one. He could 1 week join the mishmar of parent A, and the next week serve in the mishmar of parent B. So the Gemara asks, v'chimiyachar de'ina choylek. If he's not going to be enjoying the truma of either mishmar, because each mishmar could basically push him away and say, "Hey, you don't belong to our mishmar, so we're not going to give you any manas kahuna from our mishmar, any kachim from our mishmar." So if they could both push him away, and this kohen is not getting any kachim, lama oila, why should he go up and serve in the either mishmar? In other words, he can't be collecting kachim of either mishmar, so why do any of the service in either mishmar? He's definitely a kohen. We know whoever the father is, it's either A or B, but they're both kohanim. But since we don't know which mishmar he's in, so then he's not going to get any kachim. The Gemara is asking, why would he do the service? Lama oila. So Gemara says, lama oila, why does he go up? Ha'amar, he says, bina denavin mitzvah. He says, I want to do a mitzvah. What kind of question is, why does he go up? He wants to go up because he wants to perform a mitzvah. Says Gemara, ela ola loikatani. It doesn't say if he went up. Ela oila, he has to go up. Bal karchai, against the will, against his own will. Now, why would that be? That's the question. Meaning, ela ola loikatani, it doesn't say if he went up. It says he goes up. Ela oila bal karchai. Amrav Acha Bar Chanina, Amravai, Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Sanem Avai, Amrav Asi, Amrav Yochanan, Mishum Pagam Mishbacha. The reason why he has to go up is because since he's associated with both of these possible parents and both of their Mishmarois, and if he doesn't go up, it's impugning, it's being poigame in both of these Mishmarois, both of these families. Because people are going to say, oh, they don't let him go up. They're embarrassed about him. People are going to say he's an apostle for the Avoda, and it's going to be embarrassing for either Mishmar. So therefore, he serves with both Mishmaras to avoid any questions regarding the lineage of either family. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vim hayushneim b'mishmar, if they were both in the Mishmar, meaning if both possible fathers were in the same mishmar, he's allowed to go serve in that mishmar, and he's allowed to collect kachim from that mishmar, because we know for sure which mishmar he comes from. Gemara says, wait a second. We know that the 24 mishmarais, each mishmar served 1 week in the Beis HaMikdash, twice a year. Basically 48 weeks, the various mishmaris, the 24 mishmaris each serve 2 weeks a year. And then during Sukkot and Pesach, they all serve together. So if both fathers were in the same mishmar, this kohen could go up and do the avoida and collect for that mishmar. So, but the question is, you know, the mishmaris were divided into six parts for each day of the week. So each day's service was called a Beis Av. So which Beis Av is this person going to serve in? Because if he serves Sunday, the Sunday people would say, no, you belong to the other father who serves Monday. If he wants to do the Avodah Monday and collect Monday, they'll say, no, you belong to the other father who serves Sunday. Why is it that if there are two Mishmaris, he does not go up? The Laha Mishmara. Why is it by two mishmaras that he doesn't go to this maishna shnei mishmaras delay the azul halashmara umadchilele? He goes to this mishmar and they push him off. Va'azul hamishmara umadchilele, and then he goes to the other mishmar and they push him off. So mishmar echanami, even by one mishmar, azul hay beisav, he goes to this beisav umadchilele, they push him to a different day, and if he goes to the other beisav, they push him off as well. Amar Papa, Papa said, "Hachi Karma." This is what it means to say, "Im hayu shneim mishmar echad." If they were both in one mishmar, ubeis av echad, and one beis av, noito chelak echad, then he gets one chelak. So it's not enough for him to. It's not enough that both possible fathers belong to the same mishmar. It has to be both possible fathers belong to the same beis av as well. Because if they belong to different days of the week, if he tries to collect on Sunday, the Sunday people say, no, you belong to Monday. If he tries to collect on Monday, they'll push him off to Sunday. So it's where both fathers are not only from the same week, but they have from the same Beis Av, the same day. Hadrin Aloch Noisin Alhoanusa. So we finished Parak Noisin Alhoanusa. Now we begin the 12th Parak of Yevamos, Parak Mitzvahs Chalitza. Says the Mishnah, Mitzvahs Chalitza B'Shloisha. The Mitzvah of Chalitza is with three Dayanim, Vafilu Shloshtan Hedyotos, even if they were simpletons. Basically, they are not members of the Sanhedrin. And the Gemara is going to ask, well, if they're not members of the Sanhedrin, in what way are they Dayanim? Vafilu Shloshtan Hedyotos, even if they're three simpletons. Cholza B'Minol, if you do Chalitza with a Minol, a minol is a shoe of soft leather, similar to our shoes. Chalitza sekshera. The chalitza is kasher. But it sounds like it's only kasher b'di'evet. Be'anpilya, with a sack, chalitza sepsula. The chalitza is pasal. We're going to see, l'charchila, you cannot use a minol, you have to use a sandal. We're afraid with a minol, that since the leather is soft, you might use a shoe where part of the leather has been removed. But if you use a sack, the chalitza is possible because that's not called a shoe, that's called a sack. Besandal, if it's a sandal, a hard leather shoe, sheyesh le'akiv, that has a sole, kosher. V'shein le'akiv, it has no sole, possible, it's possible. Minho arkuba ulamata. If the Yavam, the prospective Yavam, has part of his leg from the knee and down, and he could put the shoe on that, chalitza sukshera, the chalitza is kosher. Minar kubo lamala, but if he has from the knee and up, chalitza psula, the chalitza is pasal. Cholza besandal, she'in shaloi. If he did chalitza with a sandal that doesn't belong to him, I be sandal shalitz, or a wooden sandal. I be shal smile, be min, or he put a left shoe on his right foot. Chalitza ksher, the chalitza is b'di'evet kasher. Cholza begadav, he did chalitza with a big shoe. Bad shu yachal halach by, but he could still walk with it. I be katan, or with a small shoe, shu chayfes roi bragle, that covers most of his foot. Chalitza sukshera, the chalitza is kasher. So if it's a big shoe that he could walk in, or a small shoe that covers most of his foot, the chalitza is kosher. Ask the Gemara, "Umayachar da afilu shloshed yoytois." If you could even use three dayanim who are regular simpletons, dayanim lamali. Why do you need dayanim? Why does it say dayanim? Says Gemara, "Kamashman." The chiddush is, "Tiba'inan b'shloisha sheyoydim lahakrois kein dayanim." You don't need dayanim, but you need three people who know how to feed and read the psukim to the yavam, similar to Dayanim. So in other words, they could be three simple people who are not expert really, but they have to have one common denominator with Dayanim, namely they have to be able to read the psukim to the Yavam. Tanino lahadatan rabbanan. We learned in our Mishnah that which the rabbis taught. Mitzvahs chalitza b'shlesh. The mitzvah of chalitza is with three. Sheyoydim lahakrois, that they know how to read. Ke'ein dayanim, similar to dayanim. The mitzvah of chalitza is with three, that they know how to read the psukim to the yavam, similar to dayanim. Rabbi Yehuda says b'chamisha, you need five dayanim. My time of the Tanakama. What's the reason for the Tanakama that you need three? The Tani we learned in a brisa, zekeinim. The pasuk says in Dvarim Chaf Hei pasuk Zayin v'mla yachbeit se ish lakach zas yivimtoi v'al zivimtoi yashar el hazakenim. Well, zakenim ishnayim, and we know a bezin cannot be an even number, so we have to add one. Vein bezin shakol, bezin cannot be equal. Meisifin aleim oira echad. We add one more. Harei kan shloisha. So we are left with three. Rabbi Huda holds ziknei. We have one pasuk Zayin that says zakenim. And in Pasuk Ches, it says, V'karuloi Zikne, that's a number, another two. Zikne Shnayim, Zikenim Shnayim. So that's four. Ve'im Bezin Shokol, Ma'isivin Alei Ma'idachar HaRei Kanhei. Rabbi Yehuda says, it says Zikne and it says Zikenim. So the starting point is four. So then we have to get to five. The Tanakama, what does the Tanakama do with Zikne? Hi Zikne, my Avidle. Mi Boile, we need a L'Rabuye that This Bezdin could be regular people, afilu shloshehed yoitois. The Tanakhama learns from Ziknei that you could use regular head yoitois. You don't need to use Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda had yoitois minalei. How does Rabbi Yehuda learn out that you could use head yoitois? Nafka netle me le'ene. He learns it from the pasuk of le'ene. The Amar Mar, the master said, le'ene, it says, le'ene prat l'sumim. That excludes blind people. Now, why do you need to exclude blind people? If you need members of Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin can't be Bali Mumin. So they can't be blind anyway. The fact that you need to exclude blind people means you don't need Sanhedrin here. And since you don't need Sanhedrin, you could use Bali Mumin. Umide itzuch le'ene, from the fact we need le'ene, lemute sumim, to exclude blind people. Shmamina da fil had yoitos, so we see you could use even regular people. Because if you're going to think that you need dafka sanhedrin, lamali lamute sumin, why do you have to exclude sumin? Midatani Rabbi Yosef. Because Rabbi Yosef taught, meaning if you hold you need sanhedrin, why do you have to exclude sumin? Because Rabbi Yosef taught, midatani Rabbi Yosef, nafka. We learn it from that which Rabbi Yosef taught, the Tani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef taught, Kishem shebezdin menukin betzedek, just like bezdin is clean in terms of righteousness, tach bezdin menukin mikol mum. Bezdin is likewise clean from any mum, shenemar, like the pasuk says, kulach yafe rayasi umum bach, umum ein bach. You are completely beautiful, my beloved, without any imperfection. So from there we learn that the Sanhedrin cannot have any mum at all. So if you had to use Sanhedrin, why would we have to exclude Bali Mumin? The fact that Le'ene is needed to exclude Bali Mumin, that indicates that you don't need to use members of Sanhedrin, you could use Hed Yoites. Okay, that concludes Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Bez Hashem, tomorrow, stay tuned for the time, we will do Kuf Aleph, that's Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, excuse me. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha, agata mayed. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.